The UN Refugee Agency today said 16 African migrants have died and another 49 are missing and presumed dead after trying to cross the Gulf of Aden in three boats. The first smuggler's boat capsized because of an engine failure over the weekend off Yemen's coast. Most of the passengers on the vessel coming from Somalia managed to swim ashore, but 43 are missing and presumed dead. Separately, Spanish police found six children and no adults today when they intercepted an inflatable dinghy in a treacherous waters of the Strait of Gibraltar. The UN Human Rights Chief Navi Pillay admonished Italy and other countries today for treating boat people like dangerous waste that threatens to wash up on their shores. Italy recently started intercepting boat people before they reached Italian shores as part of a policy to clamp down on illegal immigrants. The UN official made specific mention of a recent incident in which nearly 75 people died after their boat ran out of fuel. Loretta Bondi is a senior aide with the Executive Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. She says it is not just the government which has to help migrants.
In this particular incident, the High Commissioner criticized both the behavior of the authorities that had not provided enough support to the migrants who were at risk of actually losing their lives, and that is an egregious violation of their human rights. The right to life and security are rights of paramount importance. But also private concerns, private boats who have certainly passed by these migrants in that stretch of water, which is very highly trafficked and highly patrolled, and ignored their pleas for help. And that is not, this is just one episode, but unfortunately, episodes as such as this one in particular are becoming more and more frequent.